The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Here's the man.
Gone away.
This is nice.
The bluebird, here to stay, is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
It's the 9 o'clock hour on the Piscopo Morano Gattulo Debbie Duhame Show, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:06 on AM 970. The Answer, rolling into Mike Gallagher. And as we open the microphone up, it's so interesting here. And then I know I'm going to talk to so many people listening and to you individually. I'm talking really to you. I'm talking to you. You talking to me? And I always appreciate it, and I feel like you're right here, right at the kitchen table with us, and can talk to you about pretty much anything. And you know what? Pretty much we do, don't we? We touch on everything. But I want to run down the news. I got to run down the news, and it's with a heavy heart that I do this, because they have another impeachment hearing. And you notice that the headline says another impeachment hearing, so I use the word impeachment. See, that's a concerted effort. That's all planned by the PR department in the Democratic Party, that I say impeachment. And same thing happened when the Republicans went over Bill Clinton. Same thing. Say impeachment. And it'll sink in, as our buddy Andrew was saying. You know, but you're not buying it. I'm not buying it. But it is scary that the House Judiciary Committee will conduct another impeachment hearing. See, this morning, I'm reading here, Democratic and Republican attorneys on the Intelligence and Judiciary Committee will testify. We could carry him. I think we've decided not to. But it's just scary that they could go this far. And like what I'm saying, in the history books, they will put in the House of Representatives during the first part of the first term of Donald Trump's two-term presidency, or three-term presidency, whatever he decides, right, they will just say mired in impeachment. They're going to put it in the history book, and it's fake, and it's all made up, but they have the power to do it. How scary is this? And you know what? I never thought about it. When I was growing up, I trusted the government. I have such a lack of trust in the government now, after dealing with the IRS, after seeing this happening. And then the Mueller probe really put the stamp on it for me. I look at the U.S. attorneys. I look at everything now with just a grain of salt, saying, why are they doing that? Like Frankie Five Boroughs said, you know, Tish James is such a great person. We had her on the air. She was so much fun. Then she gets into politics as the AG of New York State, and then she goes after President Trump and his foundation. I mean, but leaving Al Sharpton alone, who makes $1 million a year working for a nonprofit, selling his rights. They paid him like $600,000 for the rights. The foundation but you don't investigate that? I'm telling you, I don't trust anybody. And now when I see somebody say, oh, this politician did this, this politician, I don't know that I trust the government anymore. I just think it's like some kind of political takedown. And you know what? I think 99% of it really is. And I hate myself for that. But I don't trust James Comey, the head of the FBI. In the old days, I'd say, no, it's the FBI. It's great. And I stick up for the rank and file of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The great men and women putting their lives on the line, doing things we don't even know about. In law enforcement everywhere. But you get those bad guys that get in charge, you know, and they get drunk with power, I guess. And then they do something like this impeachment situation, like the Mueller probe went nowhere. And I talk to you, and I am just as confused as ever how it gets to this level where the networks just, so they'll say, well, it's much, you know, maybe the story should start on the networks. You know, it's much of the same thing. Once again, the Democrats are trying to take down this president with something that doesn't really have a lot of fact to it. Something like that. Give us a caveat. Say, you know, we're going to report like I do every news. I'm going to tell you about the news, but I'm going to tell you what really is. I'm going to be objective about. They're not objective. They will use impeachment and hearings, inquiry. Nancy Pelosi, what she says is real, and it's not. This is a coup that that's not a severe word. It's a coup. It's a bloodless coup at this point. And my goodness gracious. And then I keep thinking, what if the Democrats ran the Senate? Then the president would be really impeached, and you and I be going, what? But you know, he'd show up in Washington. There would be a show of force into the tune of 63 million people. And you know what? I have to tell you, and I'm so tired of having to say this. It's not a pro-Donald Trump statement. It's just that the way the Democrats are going about it, no matter who it is, and I felt the same way the way the Republicans went after Bill Clinton. And the difference is Bill Clinton did break the law. President Trump did not. And listen to the, why would he release the phone call? Tired of this. Move on with this. Sign the USMCA. Come up with an initiative. Help the people in stressed areas of the United States. Come on. We're raising money to help the stressed people. Be nice if the Democrats showed up in that regard, for crying out loud. You know, now this IG report's going to come out. The Justice Department watchdog today will release its report reviewing the origins of the investigation into Russian election interference and the Trump campaign. This was a vile assault on our civil liberties, the way they went after, saying the president colluded with the Russians. They spied on him. And now we may see, this is reports. This is not the way it is, but this will reportedly show. When I tell you reportedly show means this is what they're telling us might happen. Surveillance warrants against the Donald Trump campaign aides were proper, but there were some missteps in that process. That's what it will reportedly show. I'm saying, if they spied on Donald Trump, go to jail, for crying out loud. They should call out everybody, including the past president. Shouldn't they go after all these people that went after? They spied. And then when Donald Trump tweets out, they're spying on me. Oh, what a wacko he is. Oh, he said they think that he got the information. And now I don't want this IG report to just go away. And I'm afraid it's just going to be, that's going to be a nothing burger. If they're going to come at the president the way they are, then you have to hit back. And like Joe DiGenova said, you know, a political vendetta sometimes are warranted. And I want everybody to offer an olive branch, you know, after the Mueller probe was a disaster. Follow me on this for a second, if you would, 912 with Joe on the radio. And then I wanted the president to walk by the press on the way to Marine One, you know, out of the White House, just do a tip of the hat going, yeah, tried to tell you guys, it was after Mueller was, you know, after Mueller testified, and it was an embarrassment. An embarrassment, you know, tip of the hat. That's it. Look, now I'd like to offer an olive branch. But if the president did that, it makes no difference. They're going to go after him anyway. And they had this Ukraine situation ready to go. And if it's not that, they got the next thing they're going after President Trump for. They have a list, and they're not going to stop. So the president, that's why when the president tweets, he has to tweet. I mean, I'm not a fan of it, but who's going to stick up for him, for crying out loud? Anyway, Joe on the radio, and I hesitate to report some of these crazy things to you, but it is my job. It is my responsibility. What's unsettling is what happened with this Florida shooting at Pensacola, and we lost three sailors, Joshua, Caleb, Watson, recent Naval Academy graduate. Just breaks my heart, sears my heart, and makes me angry. He alerted first responders to where the shooter was even after he had been shot several times. He saved countless lives today with his older brother Adam Watson wrote on Facebook. He died a hero. We are beyond proud. Here's a kid gets into the Naval Academy. Some punk terrorist, we think an Islamic terrorist, radicalized. You know, that's what all the information we have says. What a surprise. They have 5,000 foreigners on our army, on all our military bases, Navy bases. 5,000? You know what? Get them the heck out of the country. Am I right or wrong? Just why do we have to train people from other countries on our military bases? Here's how you shoot. Here's what you do. Here's how you work all of our equipment. Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. And I'm, you know what? But if the president does that, oh, he's racist. Oh, he's racist. Second victim was Airman Mohammed Asameh Heitman, 19 years old. Joined the Navy after graduating from high school last year, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Inexcusable. You know, she's and Muhammad's mom said her son said he was going to get his flight jacket for Christmas. You know, shot by somebody on the base. The third was identified as Airman Apprentice Cameron Scott Walters, 21, of Richmond Hill, Georgia. And rest their souls, man. God rest their souls. I have no patience for this. This is one case that it happened before. It's going to happen again. Get them the hell out of the country. Forgive my language. Get them the hell out. Just out. Done. Sorry. You know what? And the president, I think everybody would back the president. Look, I apologize if I offend anybody, but we're going to change this whole program of 5,000 foreigners learning how to fly. How did you, you know, I mean, this is inexcusable that this happened. Before we break, I want to turn this over to Frankie Five Burrows because he's fired up about this. And again, it's Monday and it's Christmas and it's the holidays and we want to stay light. But when this happened and you lose three sailors and thank, you know, it wasn't for Joshua Watson, this kid, 23 years old, warning everybody that this, you know, and then being able to shoot and kill this loser. How many deaths would there have been? And Frankie, you're so right when you're upset that I don't care if it's Saudi Arabia, where it is. I don't know that we should put any foreigners. Excuse me. I'm not being racist here, but we're going to allow other countries and learn about our military. What the heck's wrong with that picture, Frankie?
Well, Joe, I completely agree with you. Look, sometimes we have strategic partnerships with certain countries. You could understand maybe if there were a NATO troop that was training in the United States that was about to embark on a shared NATO mission that America was, say, partnered with Great Britain or the UK. But this is a big, big problem. Now, certainly not saying everybody in Saudi Arabia is a terrorist. Of course, that's not the case. A lot of great people in Saudi Arabia. But if you want to know what ISIS would look like if it were a country, it would look exactly like Saudi Arabia. And there are so many problems with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. They have been way too close to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and ISIS. They've allowed ISIS to go back and forth up until recently, their border, and carry out their horrific attacks. They've been they're a backwards country that still executes people for sorcery, where it's illegal to do things like be a homosexual. They have no respect for women's rights, gay rights. It's the most anti-liberal authoritarian country in the world. And unfortunately, presidents of both parties, for varying economic reasons, have allowed the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to run roughshod over the United States. And unfortunately, when Saudi Arabia is king and their prince, the crown prince, says jump, we all say, how high? This should have ended the day after September 11th. If it didn't end the day after September 11th, it should have ended years ago when they fought bitterly to prevent the missing 28 pages from being released to the public. And then you remember, what was the only time Congress overrode Barack Obama's veto? Congress, bipartisan. You had guys like Chuck Schumer working with Peter King and others. Yeah. Bipartisan, they said that victims of terrorism could sue the governments responsible for those terrorism. And Barack Obama, because it's like every other president, because he's totally beholden to Saudi Arabia, vetoed it. Congress overrode the veto. And you remember what Saudi Arabia threatened to do at the time? They said, well, if that's the case, we're going to sell all our American treasury assets and the other assets that we're holding in the United States. They basically try to threaten the United States with economic turmoil. And Donald Trump was on this show at the time talking to you, and he said, and this is the kind of leadership that I wish he'd display now, he said, good, let him go. We'll have a fire sale. We'll buy some treasury assets at bargain basement prices. Yep. That's the attitude I want to see now. I want to see some calls for an investigation. This guy posted a manifesto, which I'm certainly not going to post on Twitter because I don't want to get banned like Pete Hegseth.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
guy posted a manifesto online hours before the shooting. Days before the shooting, he had a dinner party with some of his fellow Saudi nationals, inviting them to watch videos of other mass shootings. This guy, if this doesn't fit the profile of somebody that was radicalized, I don't know who does. And I think your point about better vetting of everybody that's on American military bases is right on the money. This guy's quoting Osama bin Laden, hosting dinner parties to watch mass shootings, and getting into, you know, and proclaiming that America is an anti-Muslim country. This is the last person that should be accessing American weapons and being able to go onto an American military base. And it's not an anti-Muslim thing at all. One of the victims here, I believe, was Muslim.
Yep, that's right.
But it's an anti-Wahhabism thing. The radical sect of Sunni Islam that they adhere to in Saudi Arabia is not compatible with Western democracy or liberal democracy. And it's we can't ignore that just because they have a lot of money.
Yeah, it's true. And Pete Hegseth got banned from Twitter because he just tweeted what the manifest was. Correct, Frankie?
Correct.
And then Twitter banned him. Oh, my gosh. That's a little scary. Little scary. Hey, Debbie Duhame's out there. It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. 877-970-2999. If you want to give a phone call, we do have time for phone calls today. 877-970-2999. Balance of Nature phone lines. Give us a call. Piscopo in the morning with Frankie and Big Al. And Debbie Duhame looking out for you. Debbie, rainy, mm-hmm. foggy. Christmas
yes.
time.
It can always be snow. I mean, at least it's just rain,
yeah.
right, Joe?
Yeah, good point. I always miss positive. I love you for that, Deb. Love you.
I'm trying. Let's see what's happening, Joe. We're also seeing some wind gusts that are pretty severe today. So watch out for some delays at LaGuardia on arrivals because of the wind. Let's see what else is happening this morning, Joe. Over on the Staten Island Expressway westbound at Victory Boulevard, an accident blocking a lane there. We're still seeing delays at the Queens Midtown Tunnel of 15 minutes. Deegan southbound slowing down into Van Cortlandt Park with an accident there. And watch for delays at the inbound GWB of 30 minutes into town. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 25. Holland about 40 minutes in. 280 West is still messy getting out toward exit 15 in Newark with an accident. 3 West at Broad Street in Clifton, an accident over there. 287 South exit 14, a crash. And watch for delays on 202 in Peekskill. Looks like a closure with ongoing fire department activity getting out toward Finch Street. And over on the Sawmill northbound at Reader's Digest Road into Chappaqua, a collision. Rain today, high of 55. Rain tomorrow, high of 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, time for my balance of nature. I will take my fruits right after the show. I always do that, and in about a half an hour, I will do that. You know, if you don't have the energy or the clarity or the stamina that you used to, you might want to just try balance of nature, because that would indicate that you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables, right? And balance of nature is simply fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It's not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics or just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. That's exactly what balance of nature is. It's natural food in a vegetarian capsule, 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It was so funny when I was doing the show. I told you this backstage with the New York tenors, these great guys that could sing. My gosh, they're so strong. And we were talking about our schedule, and it's crazy. And you're off a plane, and you got no air on the plane. And then it was raining outside in San Francisco, and we're going on stage. I said, guys, you got to try Balance of Nature. And they went, I've heard about that, Joe. Tell me about it. And I'm telling them, well, if you go to balanceofnature.com, use the discount code, The Answer. This was the conversation before we went on stage. And you know what? It worked for me. It worked for Frankie Five Burrows, for Al, for Debbie, the whole morning team. And it will work for the New York tenors, too, if they want to do it. But it'll work for you, and we want you to experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. So we have this. You call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that'll give you our best pricing and free shipping, by the way. And we'll take an additional 25% off your first order. How about that? Plus, like that's not enough, you get a set of convenient travel bottles that I religiously carry with me on the road, containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Tuesday night, the Bears from Brown University take on the St. John's Red Storm at Carneseca Arena. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:40, tip-off at 7. Catch all the exciting action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, here it is. We want you to go to Capalbos. I want you to go, if you would, to capalbosonline.com. It's C-A-P-A-L-B-O-S, okay? Use the discount code JOE970. You save 10% on your order. So proud to tell you about Capalbos because they've been in the neighborhood in the tri-state area for 110 years. And if you got a Capalbos gift basket, you know, even back in the day, I remember, wow, you got a Capalbos gift basket. I remember they'd come to the house. I remember us sending out Capalbos gift baskets. And to this day, you have these. They have these spectacular gift baskets. They're fruit and wine and champagne gourmet gift baskets, right? And these towers, they're legendary now. They have these beautiful towers. And when it comes into the office, when you send it to a client or you send it to, you know, somebody who helps you out in your life, and then it comes to it makes the most incredible impression. And they look great. They taste even better, by the way. Plus, most of the baskets come with free shipping, and everything is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Capalbos, it's a family-owned business, again, around for 110 years. They're right there on 350 Allwood Road in Clifton. I've been there. I've seen them make the baskets by hand. Love Capalbos, and you will too. CapalbosOnline.com. All right? C-A-P-A-L-B-O-S. CapalbosOnline.com. Use that code JOE970 at checkout. Boom. 10% off your order. The number is 800-252-6262. 800-252-6262. Use that promo code JOE970. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbos.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
A holly jolly Christmas, I think. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on, sing along with me.
Here we go. Al's going to sing with it.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Here he goes. There he goes.
I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
I love it.
Have a holly jolly
Order the
Christmas.
Best of Al Gattulo now.
And if you walk down the
His
street,
new album,
that's right.
Morbidly Obese, is coming out.
Didn't you know?
Is and coming
everyone
out.
Everyone you meet.
Morbidly Obese or a.k.a. St. Nick.
The mistletoe.
I'm Joe Piscopo on the radio. The Big Al. We're happy. All the craziness. We'll get through it.
Morbidly obese. I better go on a diet. Have a holly.
So Al's son calls him morbidly obese.
Yes,
oh,
he does.
My God.
That's his nickname for me. Hey, look, it's my dad, a.k.a.
I think that's on your gravestone.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Born,
blank date, blank, yeah. Blank. Died, blank, 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 morbidly obese. Thank you.
I just leave you
some muffins, cupcakes, donuts. How does that conversation go? What would you like on your headstone, Mr. Gattulo? Well, you know, could you put in there morbidly obese?
Well, don't forget. Rodney Dangerfield put on his headstone, There Goes the Neighborhood.
Right.
And it's on his head, because he's buried in Hollywood with Marilyn Monroe and Judy Garland. Right. There Goes the Neighborhood. And the old man, Mr. Sinatra, put in The Best Is Yet to Come on his gravestone.
But Rodney Dangerfield and Frank Sinatra are two very famous people. Al Gattulo is just a morbidly obese schlub you know, who happens to have a job in radio. That's it.
No, I mean, not true. Not true. You know,
tens of people will flock to my grave to go, oh, morbidly obese. Okay.
So great. I don't know. I like the Italian gravestone. What are you looking at? I just like putting that on the gravestone. Because you end up staring at the gravestone.
No, my would be, he's a sfacin,
gravestone,
you
and know, you're like, looking at it. No, no, no. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? Frankie, what do you want to put on your gravestone? Not to be morbid or anything. What do you think?
I mean, hopefully, beloved Nothing. Father, husband, you know, American and New Yorker.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think what you should put is one of your invitations to New Year's Eve.
No,
see if they can fit it on the headstone. Yeah.
You can't put it. You got to put Staten Island on your gravestone.
Yeah,
somewhere.
And Staten Island. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Staten Island.
Here rests
yeah.
Frankie Five Boroughs.
Well, again.
Yeah. That's good. I love
that's
it.
Not bad, actually.
Come
yeah,
on, see.
It's so funny. Hey, when I gave you a shout out on Tucker, that
very nice. Thank you for that.
No, that was my pleasure, please. And
I'm a huge fan.
Right?
As you know.
I know you're a big fan, and I mentioned that. He really appreciates it too. But I want to say like Frank Morano, Al Gattula, but I always say Big Al. Sometimes I do, and I say from habit. Our producer,
okay.
Frankie Fiburos.
No, it's very
and they,
nice.
They laugh, and I go, "Whoa, what's so funny about that?"
With Morbidly Obese would be great if you could give a shout out.
That's what I'm going
to
say.
I will give you $20 if you say morbidly, refer to me television. As morbidly obese on some television show.
All right. Yeah.
$20.
How much? $20.
20. All right.
And our morbidly obese newsman.
Oh, boy.
Ironside. What? Excuse me? Raymond Burr? What?
By the way, not to be a downer, but I do want to mention that
we've been uplifting
what
the last 3 minutes.
Why would
we want
to talk about something with
like
substance?
We've talked about anything uplifting in the last 3 minutes.
About? We didn't come up with it. But we have been good. All morning long, we've been very newsworthy. So.
Well, I just did want to mention that former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker has passed away at the age of 92.
Wow. He was 92?
92, yes.
Wow. Well, rest in peace. And anyway, going through the day, too. We'll go to Al with local news. But, we got the hearings today. What's going to happen with the hearings today? What's going to go on? And when's the IG report come out, Frankie? Did they say? Today.
No, it hasn't been released yet. I would think we're looking at something within the next hour or two hours or so.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's going to be much ado about nothing, really.
Well, I think FBI misconduct, even if it's just sloppiness, is not something to be taken lightly. I mean, if that is what the inspector general comes out with in this report today, I think, you know, Christopher Wray and the Justice Department need to have a top to bottom look at what's happening in the FBI to make sure this level of sloppiness isn't tolerated. Because unfortunately, we've seen a lot of FBI, you want to call it sloppiness, I'll call it misconduct, over the years, not just related to this Trump investigation, but it goes back a long time. And I think that's why I was such a strong supporter of the idea of Ray Kelly taking over the FBI, because
he
knows how to run a law enforcement agency, but he's not from within that FBI bubble. You know, the danger of taking somebody from the bubble, whether it's the FBI or whether it's talk radio or the Pentagon, is that they succumb to groupthink and they do things the way they've always been done because they've always been done that way.
Yeah,
I really think the FBI, I think this is going to be borne out in this Horowitz report today, the FBI is in need of a fresh pair of eyes that's not from that FBI.
Yeah, and not to take away from the rank and file, as we always talk about, doing such a great job. You need somebody at the top, clearly. Frankie Fiburos right there, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 877-970-2999 if you want to call. And the morbidly obese.
Oh, morbidly obese newsman. Thank you.
We have little catchphrases every show. I still like,
I don't know. Might be morbidly obese. What do I know?
Al Gattula's great. I don't know.
That's true.
He's morbidly obese.
Thank you. I'm going to get a T-shirt that says morbidly obese. I have a friend of mine. He has a T-shirt that says when he was heavy before he got surgery, it says I beat anorexia.
Yeah. That's
great. Which I thought was cute.
Hold on the calls. I'm coming to you. Right now, Big Al Gattula's coming to you at AM 970 The Answer. And also,
you can
thank
say
you.
It. Morbidly obese.
No.
Come on.
I can't.
Come on.
Thanks for listening around the country and around the world. We know we get the correspondence, and we are flattered and honored and humbled by that. AM970TheAnswer.com. Here's Big Al with the headline news on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
48 degrees at 9:33. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police in Hoboken detailing the arrests they made over the weekend during the annual SantaCon. The bar crawl took place Saturday. Police Chief Ken Ferrante announced yesterday that his officers responded to almost 100 more calls for service than last year, but only made 8 arrests, down from the 14 busted during the 2018 event. And Ferrante added that 20 individuals were taken to hospitals for alcohol-related issues, which is down from last year's count of 32. The chief says he'll be identifying the 8 people arrested today, and Hoboken officials stress that the SantaCon event is not sanctioned or authorized by the city. And the New Jersey State Racing Commission is saying it has a new investigator helping to make sure its horse racing industry remains on the up and up. And this guy has a real nose for the job. A black Labrador named Shadow has been deployed to patrol racetracks around the Garden State. And he's been trained to detect if a horse has been illegally drugged. Officials say they won't tell what exact substances Shadow can pick up on, but they confirm the pooch can sniff out several banned chemicals as well as hypodermic needles and syringes. State Attorney General Gerber Graywall says Shadow is not only helping to protect the health of horses, but to also preserve the integrity of horse racing in New Jersey. In sports, Jets back on the winning track. They got a last-second field goal to beat the Dolphins at MetLife 22-21. Rangers shut out the Golden Knights in Las Vegas 5-0. Nets over the Nuggets in Brooklyn 105-102. And it was 15th-ranked Seton Hall losing to Iowa State 76-66. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, Al, let's go to 202. 202 is still blocked up in Peekskill. It's all due to some ongoing fire department activity. Still busy southbound thruway heading down past Spring Valley in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 684 south at the Sawmill, an accident down through Bedford. Inbound side of the GWB, that's 30 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel, getting reports of an accident now on 495 eastbound by Pleasant Ave on your way out toward the Lincoln. At least 30 to 35 there. Holland still about 30 minutes in as well. Watch for some slowdown as you head to 280 West. It's still horrible heading out toward exit 15 in Newark. It is bumper to bumper with an accident investigation going on. Battery Park underpass getting out through the area of the West Side Highway. Watch for a crash there. We're seeing delays on arrivals at LaGuardia because of wind. And over on the Staten Island Expressway westbound at Victory Boulevard, an accident there as well. Rain today, high of 55. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Wow. Hey, Joe on the radio, Perillo Tours is starting their 75th year in business with vacations to Italy. Steve Perillo and I have put together a very special, customized, 8-night, 10-day Easter in Rome tour. This is a once-in-a-lifetime trip. You know it is. For my closest friends and family. That's you, by the way. You are family here on AM 970. The Answer, we love you for that. How about Good Friday and Easter Sunday in Rome with a group mass on Easter Sunday, Saturday night dinner, and performance by yours truly? Yes, I will be performing there. We did it last time in Italy. We had such a good time. You know, and Steve Perillo as well at the piano. Then we go to Assisi. And next, we explore the Tuscan countryside, Siena and Pisa, and Chianti and Florence and Cinque Terre. 5-star deluxe hotel in the heart of Rome, a charming restored villa and mill in the Tuscan countryside. Oh, it's I don't want to leave you back, leave you behind, you know, because that's what happened last time. We went, we had such a great time, and the folks that went with us are now family closer than ever, and we want you to be part of this family that, we always talk about on the Piscopo Show every morning on AM 970, The Answer. You get the best of both worlds. After experiencing Rome for Easter, we slow the pace down in the Tuscan countryside, only a short ride to Florence. 800-431-1515. Janice is there, and the great Perillo team. Diana is there. These are great folks. Steve's got a great team, and they're waiting for you to just check in, and because we want you to fly away to Italy with Joey, baby. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a deer to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a deer. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is In the Cauldron by Lou Paper. Enter now to win a copy of Lou Paper's In the Cauldron at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe on the radio. Joe on the radio. Here it is. Here it is. Get ready. It's Red Kettle time. I said it's Red Kettle time. It's Red
Kettle. I'm deaf now. I'm deaf.
Big Mary made me deaf, you know. It's back in Notre Dame. I'm going to tell you, it is time for you to give to team970.org. Frankie Fiberos, how much did you raise this weekend?
We raised $1,200 yesterday, over $1,200. Big thank you to everybody that gave, Joey Falco and his wife Cynthia, Bridget and Robert Guzzi, John Maria, Chris Beyer, Thomas Howe, James McLaughlin, and Michael Castellano, everybody that pitched in yesterday. And we're just getting started, so still a ways to go. We're only 13% of the way there.
Yeah, and Lisa just gave $100. She gets a MyPillow with that from Mike Lindell. But Lisa, thank you as well for helping out. And, you know, it's up to us. It's up to us. And I lean on you. You just got to go to team970.org because it's something that we have to do as citizens. The fact is, Salvation Army, you heard from Mike Lindell, and you know it. They're the one organization that helps our communities. When I tell you 84 cents of every dollar goes to the community, you know, these other charities you give away, I would just concentrate and focus, if I may be so bold to say, to support Love's Army by donating to the Salvation Army. All you got to do is go to team970.org. Let's make it like, come on, we could do this. I want to really reach this goal. I want to really help these people. It's Christmas time. It's Hanukkah. It's time to give back. Team970.org. It's a great way to fight for good this season, because the Salvation Army serves over 23 million people in the United States every single year. All right, $100. That Lisa, you just gave $100. You know what you just did? You fed a family of four for 3 days. I did the same thing. Frankie did the same thing. Albert donated. Debbie donated. $150 helps provide meals to 60 children in need. $250 covers two nights of shelter for a family of four. So please join the fight for good and go to team970.org. Donate today. Love really does have an army. You could join us. Our friend Mike Lindell again is sending a MyPillow to the first five people to donate $100 or more following this announcement. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Thank you, Al. Team970.org.
War Room Impeachment with Steve Bannon. Tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio.
Like a home Christmas.
We're loving it. It is Christmas time. Are you in the spirit now? Yeah, come on. 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. Let me go to Mel. He's been holding from Brooklyn, New York. Good morning, Mel. What's on your mind this morning? Always appreciate you calling, my friend.
Thank you, Joe. It was a great show. Great show so far. Bring up 2 points. The first one's about the Electoral College. Electoral College was designed by the Catholic Church. They have the College of Cardinals, which was an elector that every region of the Catholic Church would be represented in the Vatican. And that has been going on for over 2,000 years. It shows how the political system, even within that organization, is helped by the Electoral College. And where the Electoral College failed because it was dismantled was in the German Confederation when the Kaiser took over. And when that happened, World War One and World War Two happened 40 years later. And that's what would happen if we get rid of the Electoral College. This country will be divided and it will fracture.
You know what, Mel? Well said, and thank you very much for that. Yeah, we're talking about that earlier. By the way, speaking of religion, I think it's we celebrate the Immaculate Conception today. That is today. It was supposed to be yesterday, technically, on December 8th, but it's a Sunday in the Catholic Church. If it falls on a Sunday, we'll move these days of recognition. This today, the Immaculate Conception, we celebrate it today because it fell yesterday, but it's actually today, so we want to make sure we acknowledge that. Being the good, God-fearing, church-going, guilt-ridden Italian Catholic that I am. Speaking of which, Rocco is on the phone from Long Island. Hey, Rocco, good morning. Thanks for calling in. Yeah. What's on your name? What's on your mind, man?
Yes. Listen to me.
right now, as we speak, the oil fields in the North Sea are drying up. OPEC, they're raising the barrel of oil. There's instability everywhere in the Middle East and in Europe with oil. Thanks to President Trump, we're oil independent.
Yep.
Oil independent.
You're right. Rocco,
however,
we
do need to protect Saudi Arabia. We need to handle them with kid gloves because if we don't, Soviet Union, they got their boots strapped already. They're ready to march.
Rocco, I hear what you're saying. Something's up. Rocco, well, I said name because that's such a great Italian name. Is your name, that's your real name, R-O-C-C-O, Rocco.
R-O-C-C-O, that's the name on my birth certificate. And every Sunday my family comes over and I cook. I make
God
the sauce from scratch. I
God
make the
bless
sauce
you.
From scratch. My house smells like onions and garlic. I put the meatball. I put the pork. I put the brajol there. And we have crispy Italian bread every Sunday. And I'm also a cook. I'm a retired electrical engineer.
I was
a scientist for the corporation I worked for 43 years.
Wow.
I also cook. If you want, I come over to your house. Joe Piscopo, and I cook for you and your family.
Oh, you're kidding. I love that.
Absolutely. I show up early in the morning. I make the soup, escarole soup.
Oh.
I make the pasta vazul there.
Rocco, that's what I said. I said I knew it. You got to come to the radio station, man. Frankie, we got to get Rocco in.
Listen,
can cook a whole meal
also,
here. This
will be... I'm a Bob Grant guy.
The man.
And I love when Frank Morano starts talking about anything. Doesn't matter what he's talking about.
And
Turturro, listen to me. Every time I hear Al Turturro sing, we all know what medical condition he went through. And it's a grace from God. It's a grace from Jesus Christ that he sings.
Yeah, God bless you for saying that.
Because we all know the medical condition.
Yeah.
And we prayed for him.
Yeah.
You prayed for him, Joe. I prayed for him.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
our prayers were answered. Every time he sings, he has a beautiful voice. I'd love to have him and you put together a little music number and
it's a good
sing.
You
and
know what?
Seriously, and take it seriously. He has a beautiful voice.
Rocco, God bless you. You're a good man. You're a fine man. You're a fine man, Rocco. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Al Turturro is great because he's part of the Turturro legacy of talent.
Thank you. Appreciate that. He's also morbidly obese.
Al, on stage. I'm just saying, on stage,
it's a
Lorenzo's,
marshmallow world
with a full
in
band.
The winter.
Come on, with a full band.
It's a no.
This is it. I know all our friends.
Because you know what happened? I would rehearse.
Let me finish my thought. Hold on. I know Joanne, Mimi, and the great group that went with us. I know, and Guy and Bernadette, they're all going to be at Lorenzo's. Gattulo Live. Come on, Frankie Five Bros. What do you think?
Oh, I think it'd be great.
No.
Oh, with a band. Al, I'm insisting that you do this.
Come on.
Al Turturro. You got to do it.
Yes. If you introduce me as Al Turturro, a.k.a. morbidly obese, maybe.
If I mention that Al, our news guy, is morbidly obese on one of the news shows, you'll sing at the Lorenzo's. Come on!
I will not. Honestly, I will not embarrass myself by doing that.
You won't embarrass yourself.
No, because what'll happen is I'll train and I'll sing and I'll practice and I'll do the thing, and then I'll get up there and I'll screw it up and I'll go But what do I know? You know, it's something
you're
stupid
on.
Like
you're
that.
Going with me. You're going with me at Lorenzo.
Thank
oh yeah,
you,
come
no.
on,
no.
come on. We're gonna bring Michael.
No,
we're gonna
no,
have the whole family there. You got to do it.
No, why are you putting all this pressure on me?
What pressure?
I'll be on YouTube in 10 seconds. People will be making fun of me from thousands of miles around. This fat piece of garbage.
No.
He is morbidly obese.
The
look
worst.
At him. Look at him trying to sing. Fat SOB. Get
let's
him off
write
the stage.
A, let's write original. Why don't you do that song, Fat Boy, that I do?
Oh,
that
good. Yeah, great. Wait, let's keep it all in the fat family. There we go. Got my BMI today. Let's just come up with all kinds of fat references throughout the whole song. It'd be great. My wife will be sitting there. What in the world? You know, we'll invite all the platonic friends.
Yeah. You know. Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, fantastic.
Al, come on. Can I offer you something? Beer. Can I offer you a beer?
No, that's all right. I'll get my own beer.
Let me go to Gaetano. I love these Italian names, these beautiful Italian names. Rocco. Gaetano, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Mr. Joe. It's Chef Gaetano, one of the contestants.
Hey,
in Michael
there's our man. We love you, man. You're a good
how
man. How's everybody doing? How's your papa doing? All good?
You know, things are going on, but we got God. Everything's okay. We got Jesus, like I told Al that time. Listen, Al.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Four pictures of me. I'm a good 370, right? My highest weight was over 600 pounds.
Oh, my God.
All right? Right? I still laugh. Now I'm still morbidly obese after I lost 300 and change.
But you feel good, right?
Don't worry about it, bro. Look, I see you. You look healthy. God bless after everything you went through.
Thanks.
I didn't even hold the story. The lady on the phone told me that your son called you morbidly obese. Don't worry about it. You're good.
Thank
you.
Gaetano, we love you, man. God bless your family, and thank you, my friend. And bon Natale.
I mean, this is like, come on. I was 600 pounds. Oh, good. All right. I can't wait for Christmas when I go see my mother. Hey, it's no fact.
She doesn't say that.
What are you kidding me?
She does, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to the gym, huh?
Doesn't look like it.
This is.
That's what I get.
Says that?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
That's rude.
You're supposed to encourage her son.
Encourage? Oh. She thinks I work for the circus. Come on.
She's not too far off.
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
That's it, man.
Some juggling, little punk.
Welcome back to the show. Frankie, is this the best?
In the center ring, here he is. Morbidly obese.
Al Turturro,
that was the best. And somebody just texted me. How's your brother John? Yeah, somebody texted me that. He's doing great.
I have to tell you, this is... Oh, God, you guys are the best.
He's on a diet. John's on a diet.
Debbie, can you see how they love this guy? They know. They listen to Frankie. They love Al. I mean, telling you, it's a family.
Yeah.
A family.
Oh, definitely.
And it's not...
Definitely.
Al has his critics as well, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I getting slammed here?
No, nothing slammed. I'm just being fair and balanced.
Yeah, people don't like the music. They don't like it's too bad.
But when the music. No one likes the music that you do. But aside from that.
Oh, good. And you want me to sing with you on stage?
I do.
Okay.
All right, here we go. But they love that, what Al went through. Remember, they don't forget. They don't forget.
Right.
And here he is.
Right.
You know, front and center, alive and well, morbidly obese.
Thank you.
And the main question we always get is, people always ask us, Al really that cranky? We're like,
really not.
Al, you're not morbidly obese. You're not morbidly obese. No, not at all.
I am, but it's all right.
And if you continue
going to the gym, all of a sudden the pounds will fall right off. That's what happens.
Yeah, we're
going since March. They haven't seemed to fall off yet. We'll find out tomorrow from the oncologist.
What's because you're staring at the girl in front of you on the exercise
machine? All right.
Your wife is smacking you on the side of the head.
Gotta
work out. Debbie Duhaime's out there on a Monday, December 9th. Look at this, rolling into Christmas, rolling into Hanukkah. It's about 10 minutes before 10, and 9:51, actually, and Mike Gallagher's coming up, and we see your phone calls as well. Debbie, thanks for being with us every morning. It's rainy. It's Christmas time. That means a lot of traffic in New York. Debbie Duhaime's got it all for you.
That's for sure. Good morning, guys. Let's see what's happening here across Bronx. It's busy west getting out toward the Deegan with a disabled vehicle. That accident on 280 West finally cleared in Newark. We're still seeing problems on 202 and Peekskill. Ongoing fire department activity. Eastbound BQE, that's jammed up by the Williamsburg Bridge with an accident, and the Battery Park underpass right at the West Side Highway, an accident there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I love you, Debbie. We love you, Frankie. Love you, Al. Love you for listening. And that's why we love telling you about the good things, like about this movie, this new Dennis Prager movie, No Safe Spaces. Everybody's talking about it. And it's a new documentary from Adam Carolla, who's hysterically funny and a great talent in his own right, and Salem's own Dennis Prager, getting great response. No Safe Spaces reveals how identity politics and the suppression of free speech are spreading into every part of society, threatening to divide America. The film is being praised by both the left and the right for being fair and looking at the issue of free speech from all sides. The movie rolls out across America on Friday. It rolled out on Friday, December 6th, but it needs your support. Go to, please, nosafespaces.com/theaters. nosafespaces.com/theaters. You can see where it's playing. We want you to support No Safe Spaces. nosafespaces.com/theaters.
theaters.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed Romano of Aesthetic Smiles in New Jersey with your dental health update. Taking good care of your teeth and gums is very important because a healthy mouth and overall health go hand in hand. The growing body of scientific evidence says that when you take care of your teeth and mouth, you improve your overall health by reducing the risk of serious disease. Let's also talk about bad breath. No one likes it and no one wants it. So, if you brush and floss properly, you get rid of food particles that remain in your mouth after you eat. If you have food particles in your mouth, you're promoting bacterial growth between your teeth, and that causes bad breath. At Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey, we always say for a healthier, whiter smile, brushing and flossing are easy and simple first steps. Now, if you want to take your smile to the next level, consider veneers. They're durable and will immediately give you a $1 million smile. If your teeth are discolored, stained, worn down, chipped, or broken or uneven, veneers are an amazing way to take care of those problems. Please call my office at Aesthetic Smiles in New Jersey in nearby Morristown, New Jersey at 973-285-5480, 973-285-5480, to see if you may be a candidate for veneers and to answer any questions you may have. You'll enjoy expert dental care, we respect your time, and we treat you like family. Call my office today at 973-285-5480, and I'll see you on the next Dental Health Update.
You want your teeth to be taken care of right from the start. You want that beautiful and healthy smile for you and your loved ones. So, you'll want to call Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in nearby Morristown, New Jersey. For veneers, implants, crowns, and family dentistry, the amazing and exceptional team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey will care for you like family. Call today, 973-285-5480. That's 973-285-5480 for your appointment. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cloudy today with periods of rain. Along with areas of fog, it'll become breezy and much milder with a high toward evening 56. Cloudy and mild tonight. Rain will taper to drizzle. Areas of fog, watch for flooding. The overnight low 50 to 54. For tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, even milder with a passing shower in the morning and a little rain in the afternoon, high 62. Cloudy tomorrow night and turning much colder with periods of rain that will mix with snow late, though 30 to 34. Any snow will end Wednesday morning, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon, much, much colder, high 37. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joey. 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. You got 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes. How are you? 5 minutes if you call 855-621-9949. First five callers. Next 5 minutes, you got till 10:955 right now. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. Alex Kinsella can give you 0% APR financing. Yes, I said 0%, up to 72 months for qualified buyers, and all European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949, and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. And you don't have to deal with dummies. When you go over there, Carmelo is there and Chester, Chris and Johnny are there. Great folks. Iggy himself. This is a great team. The family at Route 22 Toyota, the way they took care of my sister Carol, always appreciated that. And they did it effortlessly. It's what they do. It's the way they treat everybody. The family at Route 22 Toyota. And now this, to get you over there, you got 5 minutes, first five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection. You get a free oil change and a free filter from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Everybody's in a hurry.
All right, Joe Biscopo on the radio at 9:57. Can I grab a quick phone call, guys, for 2 seconds? Arlene, real quick, we're going off the air, making way for Mike, but wanted to get you on the air. How you doing, Arlene? Good morning to you.
Doing wonderful. I want you to know I'm president, not of the United States, but of your fan club.
Oh, God bless you.
And I saw you on my computer this morning, and Frank, and you're both as good and honest as you sound.
Oh, we are trying. Arlene, thank you so much, darling. We appreciate that. God bless you.
Goes to show what you know. I'm not honest at all. This is a total act.
No, yes,
and
you are.
Apparently, I'm not fat enough to be on the picture.
That's a president.
Covered up the whole picture.
That's a president that might face impeachment.
Yeah, I waited for her to say, and Al.
And no, Al is
taking up most of the picture because he's morbidly obese. No, not true. Not true. Al, you're not. You're in great shape. You're doing
very
great.
Fat.
Right on.
Thank
there.
You
all guys, listen, I love you guys. These are my brothers, and Debbie's our sister, man, and we are the family. For good, bad, we are the dysfunctional family, but we are here for you. Every single morning, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer. And we love you for being with us. Stay tuned for Mr. Mike Gallagher, because you don't want to miss Mike on AM 970, The Answer. It's Joe on the radio. Let's do this again tomorrow. In the meantime, will you please make it the best Monday ever? Because you deserve it.